Welcome back here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, there was an interesting article that you were reading that we were referencing.
Can I just set this up a little bit different? Because okay. I do this to you all the time. Poor Dave Popwich. So because I have no life and I do all this early in the morning, I wake up very early. I do quite a bit of reading, about 200 to 300 pages worth of reading every morning,
yep.
Looking at all the information, analysis, data, so forth that's happening around the world. I've been doing this for many, many years, decades, in fact, and that's just been part of my habit. And then when I come across some data, I get very excited, and I go, hey, Dave, here! And I throw these papers on his desk, and I say, here, read this, because it's cool, you gotta understand it. And Dave's like, shut up with some of the words he puts on after that. And then off I go. But I do that not only to you, everybody else in the office, I'm like the mailman in the morning as I come in, and you gotta read this, and you gotta read this, and so this set of data has really caught my attention, because it's now, I call it level 3 data. Level okay. 1 is initial ideas. Level 2, some more subsequent information. Level 3 is now confirmation data. And confirmation data to me is something where I start getting really concerned or thinking about. In this data, which is confirming some of the theses that we've been talking about for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. And one of them is... this market is posed to potentially take a pullback,
okay,
another bear market. And let me give you some data that I'm talking about. Number one is when you look at today going forward for the next 10 to 15 years, you need to take some assumptions of economic growth and how companies are performing and the next 10 years rates of returns. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting some of this data from FP, Financial Planning Canada. They're not 7, 8, 9, 10% rates of return.
Right.
They're 6% and lower. So FP Canada does some great work on forecasting future rates of return. So those are low. So that's the second level that got me thinking, okay, what needs to happen to get these numbers in order? Because we're tracking way higher numbers in the past 10 years. How's that going to happen in the next 10 years? Well, there's got to be a pullback in the market to get those averages to work out.
Right.
Okay, where's the issues? So the issues are when it comes to inflation, interest rates, how does valuation of companies look, and so forth. There is now enough data, and I'm not going to spend all my time talking about what the data is, but the data is now saying get ready for another bear market.
Okay.
So here's where it comes the problem. People have been happy seeing their numbers in their portfolio. They see high double-digit numbers, 20, 30, 40%, depending upon the structure of your portfolio. And at some point, we're going to have a bear market. We're going to have another crash. I'm calling it now. We're going to have another crash. Is your portfolio ready for that? Are you ready for that? And let's say my thesis is correct that it happens, let's say, 5 or 10 years from now. So now we're all 5 or 10 years older. Our views on the world have changed. And we're going to have another crash.
Right.
So what happens to people's mindset? What's the managers of the money? What's their strategy to protect you? Because I'm saying 5 to 10 years. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen next year.
Yeah. Well, here, memories are short, right? We talk about this all the time.
Oh, my God.
And what was particularly unique about this past pandemic recession is how sharp it was on the downside, how sharp it was on the recovery. And that allows people's memories to be very short, right? 08, 09. If you were an all TSX investor, it could have taken 7 years to recover, right? You don't forget that as easily as you forget 4 months, right? And my concern is exactly what you said. We know there's something coming. The data is telling us there's areas that we need to be concerned about, but people forget about it, right? And remember, we said this at the time. There was a lottery win, how fast things recovered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The question is, what did you do differently? So let's say you went through that. You were distinctly uncomfortable with the performance, okay? The downside that you had, and you didn't change anything. That's a lottery win. I have a problem. I know there was a problem. I experienced the problem. I'm out of the problem. I don't change it, okay? You can't do that. Fast forward, what we were talking about, 5 or 10 years, you're 5 or 10 years older. You don't think that your portfolio is and your lifestyle is going to be more sensitive at that particular period of time? What are you going
to
do?
An international hedge fund manager was talking to me about this problem. And he goes, it's very similar to drunk driving.
Right.
I'm like, what? He goes, there are people that will drink to the point they're intoxicated. They cannot drive. They still drive. They get home safely.
Right.
And they think, oh, I'm okay.
Right.
No, you're lucky you didn't get caught or kill somebody.
Right.
What a very interesting analogy this manager has told me about. I'm like, I never thought of people's mindset when it comes to their money, similar to when people get behind of a wheel
right.
When they've been drinking. Very interesting. Like, as long as I don't get caught or no one gets hurt, I'm good.
Right.
Because the simplest move for a person who's been drinking is to get a ride. Call an Uber, get a taxi, have a friend that's sober take you. Those are the answers.
Right.
When it comes to their portfolio, same thing. All they have to do is look at the structure, look at how the volatility metrics are of that portfolio,
right.
And what are the strategies if things don't work out.
Right.
Very simple.
Structure and discipline, right?
Superpowers. Right? And so those are the things that I found very interesting when this manager was talking to me saying drunk driving is similar to investing money.
All right. So what do people do? Right? So let's say that there's somebody listening and says, yeah, you know what? I did have that experience. It was uncomfortable. And whew, I feel pretty good that I've recovered, okay? But I didn't change anything. What does a person do?
Now's the time to review the entire strategy of your portfolio and what goals is it linked to.
Right.
Let's stick in the world of retirement, if it's designed for retirement or long-term. Now you got to decide what volatility are you comfortable with. Number two, does the person who's giving you that volatility, that portfolio, whoever's managing that portfolio, is that person have the skill set to weather the storm, because they just showed you they couldn't.
Right.
Or do they just have the will of the market and their response to everything is right. Just hang in there.
Just hang in there, yeah.
Look, long term, everything will work itself out.